Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Yep, he's done it again, folks.
Oh, no, not again. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the third year in a row.
It's not the first time. It won't be the last.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me today. It's always a pleasure to be with you. It's like a dream come true for me, and I know it is for you because you tell me that all the time. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out and use it to your advantage. I know you are. More and more of you are using it every month. We're so grateful for the way you're using it. We like seeing small business owners using our site and using it to their advantage. You tell us that it helps you out and that it's the best thing you've ever found. And we really appreciate those comments because, as you know, we work pretty hard to bring you good stuff, to put good information and resources on our site available to you, make it available to you for free, too, by the way. Thanks to our corporate partners who help us do that. So I hope you'll check that out. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And don't forget to check out our blog while you're there. And all that's at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Giovanni Cortolo is all over our website because he's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Giovanni is the director of small business policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and he's got a very, very important job to do today on our site, on our show, something that we haven't done before and hopefully we'll be doing for a lot of years to come. Giovanni, welcome back to the show.
Well, it's great to be here, Jim, and it is exciting on today because I am going to announce the seven winners of our Small Business People of the Year Award for the U.S. Chamber of Commerce.
Right here on this show, first time anybody hears who these people are, you're going to hear about it on this show. Before we go off the air, folks, don't worry, we're going to get it all done. But first, I want you to tell us a little bit about the process of getting to the point where you actually can select the top seven winners. This would be one winner from each of your regions, right?
That's correct. We have seven finalists, and one from each region, and of course, at our Access, our Small Business Summit, America's premier small business summit, in May, we're going to announce the winner of the Small Business of the Year Award.
Right.
But getting to that process, it was really exciting because we had literally hundreds of applications from all over the United States. State and local chambers nominated their Small Business People of the Year. We had a lot of organizations nominate, and so we had literally hundreds of applications that we had to sift through and judge on a very stiff criteria. Some of that criteria...
Give us an example of what that is.
Well, some of the criteria was their financial history. And, of course, you know, it's hard to put on paper the passion and the drive of some of these small business owners. But we had to try to put as much on paper as possible. And some of it was the financial history, employee practices, community involvement, customer service, their entrepreneurship.
It's not a beauty contest, folks. These companies had to perform, don't they, Giovanni?
Oh, absolutely, Jim. It was rigorous. We had a lot of areas where small businesses actually exceeded in one, but failed to really articulate another area.
Mm-hmm.
And we really had a very transparent process. And
so you had hundreds of applicants, and you boiled it down to 60 semifinalists.
That's great.
Or
that's
so, and you've actually then now recently. Have decided on seven finalists.
That's correct. Yeah.
One from each district, each region. Now, is this the first time you guys have announced a small business group like this?
Yes, it is, Jim. This is the
U.S.
first,
Chamber.
This is the first awards recognition that we've had for small business, and it's only natural because we've purported to create this great environment for small businesses to succeed, and now it's the right time to really sit back and let's start recognizing some of the successes.
Well, and I'm really proud of the U.S. Chamber. You guys are putting extra emphasis now on small businesses. I mean, you've always been interested in small business, but I am seeing a lot more commitment and a lot more emphasis on small business. You're working every day you're working closer and closer with local chambers who, as you know, wouldn't be chambers if they didn't have small business members. And so I want to commend you guys, Giovanni, you and all the other folks there at the U.S. Chamber in Washington, D.C. I want to commend you on your commitment to small business.
Well, thank you very much, Jim. And it's certainly a pleasure to be associated with your show, which is, I feel, one of the premier shows for small business.
Well, yeah, I appreciate that very much. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, folks. And when we come back, we're not going to make you wait any longer. And folks, the winners, the semifinalists are all listening in right now. They're waiting to see. They don't know who the winner is. Only Giovanni knows. Only Karnak Giovanni knows the answer to these questions. And when we come back, we're going to get right into this. The winners of each of the regions, there'll be a total of seven. And then we're going to tell you a little bit about each one of them, why they won. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here because we got big doings going on, ladies and gentlemen, right now. We're not going to make you wait any longer. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce has chosen from a group of hundreds of applicants, and then from a group of about 60 semifinalists, they've chosen seven finalists, one small business organization, from each of the seven regions of this country. And Giovanni Coratolo, who is the Director of Small Business Public Policy at the U.S. Chamber, is here, as you know, he's here right now to tell us who those seven people are. Which region? We're going to start with Region 1, Giovanni?
Well, let's start with Northwest Region and the Northwest Regional finalists. Now, Jim, do you have the drum roll ready?
Yes, so I do.
Because
yes.
I have the envelope.
We have high production value here, folks. Listen to the drum roll.
And the winner is Miles Fiberglass and Composites, Inc. of Portland, Oregon.
Hey, I'm going to be in Portland next week.
Well, I tell you, Miles Fiberglass is a place to stop by and say hi to Lori Luchchuk, and she was nominated by the North Clackamas Chamber of Commerce. They were voted one of the 100 best companies to work for in Oregon. So if you really want to get a job in Oregon, that's the place. $3,000 in manufacturing scholarships. They build various fiberglass products, including RV components, parts, medical component housings, heavy and light rail.
Have you got a website?
I don't have that here, but who says that manufacturing is on the decrease?
That's right.
They offer Miles 401k plans to their employees, profit sharing. They're involved in their community. What a great example of a great small business.
Congratulations, Miles Fiberglass.
Miles Fiberglass and Composites of Portland, Oregon.
Composites in Portland. Congratulations to all the folks out there, all the owners and the managers and the employees and their customers. We congratulate their customers too. So and we'll be seeing them in May, won't we? I'm going to be down. You guys have asked me to come back again this year in May and moderate another panel during your small business event that you're going to be having there. And so I'm looking forward to that. So I'll be meeting all these winners. All right, who's the next region winner?
Next is Western Region, and drum roll, please.
All right, there we go.
We have the winner is County Commerce Bank of Ventura, California. An independent community bank, and President Joseph Krutz was nominated by the Ventura County Chamber of Commerce, and their whole goal is to build local small and medium-sized businesses.
I love independent community banks.
Isn't that something? We have somebody who wants to fund the prosperity in this country by serving small businesses.
I'm so glad an independent. Let me tell you something, folks. If some of you are curious about why an independent community bank won a small business award, independent community banks are small businesses.
That's right.
And I don't know where small businesses would be today without independent community banks.
Well, certainly we need money to survive as small business owners, and their focus on customer service, community banking, they pay vacation, they're involved in Boys and Girls Clubs. What a great tribute to that county.
Say the name again.
It's County Commerce Bank of Ventura, California.
I've been to Ventura, California. It's a beautiful place. You drive through Ventura Highway while you're playing Ventura Highway on the radio. Hey, let's move on to the next one. We got to get these done. Go ahead.
Okay, next finalist is from the Southwest South Central region, and that's Coronado Paint and Decorating Center, Inc. of Santa Fe, New Mexico. And if you're
Coronado
in that area,
Paint and Decorating.
Right. If you're
all
there,
right,
say hi to Cervantes or Buddy Royalball. And he's in the carpet, tile, stone, and wood paints, wood treatment business.
And taking care of those homeowners.
Let me tell you, Buddy sold his retirement plan and his vintage car to fulfill his dream and open up this business.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's commitment.
That is when
that's
you sell your car.
You know, that's like the bacon and the eggs thing. You know, folks, when you see the egg in your breakfast, you know that chicken was involved, but the pig was committed, and so these guys were committed, weren't they?
they sure were.
Say the name of the company again.
It's Coronado Paint and Decorating Center.
All right, that's three. Let's go move on.
Okay. Next is the Great Lakes region finalist, and I love this name, Buggies Unlimited of Lexington, Kentucky.
Buggies?
Buggies. And what they are, they're the world's largest retail supplier of golf cart gear.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing? They opened up and they initially were selling golf carts, and they said, "Look, we want to sell the golf cart gear."
You know what? I think we know those people.
Really?
We've had them on our show before.
Possibility.
Well, I believe we have.
Well, the owner is Barton Mahan.
Yeah.
And Barton's goal is to be the coolest small business in America, and I think he's on his way.
No question about it. Say the name of the company again. Buggies?
It's Buggies Unlimited of Lexington, Kentucky.
All right. I've been to Lexington, too. That's a beautiful city. So congratulations to Buggies. All right. Who's next?
Next, we're going to the eastern region. And that's Mind Over Machines of Baltimore, Maryland. And the owner, CEO, is Ron Monfort. And here we're going to enter the age of technology. And Mind Over Machines is just what you would think. It's information technology company offering web application development systems integration.
Wow.
And what a terrific their leadership in Maryland is they're voted a top company in Maryland. Their chairman was a member of class of 2004.
Give us the name again.
Mind Over Machines of Baltimore, Maryland.
And by the way, I'm going to be in Baltimore in 3 weeks. I'm going to be in Baltimore, so maybe I get a chance to see those guys. We got two more, right? Northeast and Southeast. I think we got regions. That's five, folks. We're going to repeat all those people and tell you who the other two are right after these messages. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Wow, what a good time we're having today. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Giovanni Cortolo, and we've been announcing the top seven winners, the top seven small businesses in the country chosen by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, one of whom will become the Small Business Person of the Year, and that will be announced on May the 11th, if I'm not mistaken, Giovanni, or maybe the 12th. I'm going to be with you guys on the 11th and 12th to help you celebrate your Small Business Week there at the U.S. Chamber. We got two more to go, but before we give those names out, I want you to give us the U.S. Chamber of Commerce website.
That's www.uschamber.com.
And so a little bit later, I'm sure any minute now, the folks will be able to go to the website and see who these winners are, right?
Oh, absolutely. Most important, they can get the information on Access, our Small Business Summit, and all the festivities that are going to occur on the May 11th. And we'll be able to see you in person, Jim.
Absolutely. Once again, I'm looking forward to that. Of course, I'll be with you guys before then. I'm going to be the SBA is going to be coming over to your shop for one of the events I'm going to be emceeing during their Small Business Week, which is in the middle of April. I'm looking forward to seeing you then. Also, by the way, folks, you can can, as you know, most of you, you can come go back and listen to the show with an interview with Giovanni over and over again later on in the day. We keep all these up. You can find it in the schedule page. You can find it in Giovanni's archive pages, or you can find it in the blog. It's right there, easy to find. Okay, let's give the other two names out. We've done five. We'll review them in a minute, but who are the other two winners?
Well, Jim, it sounds like American Idol. I'm sure everyone can't wait to be announced here, but we have the Midwest region, and that's Glenn Metalcraft of Princeton, Minnesota, President Joe Glenn and his wife Ginger Glenn. And again, a manufacturing company, manufacturing oversized heavy gauge CNC metal spinnings.
How about that? Who says manufacturing is dead in America?
No, I tell you, they're offering life insurance, profit sharing, 401k to their employees, involved in their schools, developed a 2,000-hour apprentice program for their high schools. What a great thing.
And Giovanni, you're going to get us the names and the contacts with all these folks, and we're going to do our best to get them all on the show and individually between now and the middle of April, middle of May, and let my audience meet them one on one and tell their story. And so we're looking forward to that. Okay, that's say the name of that company again.
That's Glenn Metalcrafts Incorporated.
Glenn Metalcrafts Incorporated out of Minnesota, right?
Out of Minnesota,
and folks. I don't have these names in front of me. They've been keeping this a secret. All right, who's number seven?
Well, the last one, and that's the finalist for the Southeastern region, is Education Options of Arlington, Virginia, CEO Thomas Sauner. And Education Options provides state-of-the-art online internet-based education services. Very involved in their community. Was involved in the Katrina crisis, where they offered company services to the schools that were closed down by the storm, and free instruction. They had a database of teachers, very involved in providing alternative education means to 100,000 students.
Wow!
And
1,100 who were impacted by Katrina.
Yeah, but they have a graduation rate of 2005 of 100,000 students.
Wow.
1,189 schools and institutions in 43 states.
Tell us the name of the company again.
Education Options of Arlington, Virginia.
How about that? All right, congratulations to you, you folks. All right, let's quickly, we've got a little over a minute. Let's go down through all seven, the names again, and just give the names of the companies and the cities that they're in.
Okay, Miles Fiberglass and Composites of Portland, Oregon, Country Bank and Commerce Bank of Ventura, California, Coronado Paint and Decorating Center of Santa Fe, New Mexico, Buggies Unlimited of Lexington, Kentucky, Mind Over Machines, Baltimore, Maryland, Glenn Metalcraft of Princeton, Minnesota, and Education Options of Arlington, Virginia. Congratulations.
The best of the best, ladies and gentlemen, across this country, small business owners, my heroes all. Giovanni, I know you join me and agree with me when I call these folks heroes. You and I both know the kind of things that the challenges that they have, that they have to overcome. I'm so proud of all seven of them. I'm proud of the 60 semifinalists who were part of that group. They're all great companies too. And on May the 11th or 12th, I'm not sure which one, you're going to announce who the top small business winner is, right, out of those seven?
May the 11th at the dinner, and we certainly welcome you to attend that, Jim.
Well, I appreciate that. Listen, if there's food, I'm coming.
Very good.
Thanks, Giovanni, for being here. Thanks for announcing the winners on my show. It's an honor for us to do that, and as always, we appreciate all you do for small business.
My pleasure.
And that's uschamber.org, right?
.com.
Uschamber.com, and that's where they can find the winners after a little bit later on today. Thanks, Giovanni. See you next time.
Thank you.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and boy, did we have fun today. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.